This is Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. Education is taking center stage as we roll into this week at the Iowa Legislature. They're off today, but with me, as she is most Monday mornings, is our State House correspondent, Joyce Russell. Joyce, good morning.
Good morning, Clay.
So how much money do you think K through 12 schools are going to get next year based on where the two chambers and the governor's office have put things forward?
Well, as you know, basic state aid to schools has been a hotly contested issue the last few years. It held up adjournment a few years back. There have been times in the past when 4% increases in basic state aid were common, but not in recent years. This year, it's going to be somewhere between the Republican legislature's recommendation of 1%. The governor's ask is 1.5%. That would make the fourth year in a row when the increase to schools did not cover the cost of inflation. It was 1.1% this year, 2.25% the year before that, 1.25% the year before that. And Des Moines schools, just as an example, have already announced that they'll have some staff reductions if they get a 1% raise.
So when revenues keep coming up short when we talk about the overall budget, how can the state continue to fund public education in similar levels?
Well, there's something in that question for both sides to object to. Democrats would say that revenues are not coming up short. It's projected that the state will see a 4% increase in revenues next year, and they say that schools should get more than 1%. Republicans would say they are continuing to fund education. Here's what Senate Education Committee Chair Amy Sinclair had to say. She was commenting right after they announced they were going to give schools a 1% raise.
Frankly, the signal to schools that we had been sending before was that the budget is not pretty and you should expect zero. I would say that this should tell them very much that we prioritize them, and the fact that this will likely be the first bill off the floor of the Senate is another indication of just where we rank our educating our next generation as in list of priorities.
Now, I should make clear that revenue is coming up short this year. The legislature's in the process of cutting just about every facet of state government because of a shortfall in tax collections. They point out that basic state aid to schools is being held harmless. So schools may have gotten only a 1.1% raise this year, but when it's time to cut budgets, the Republicans would say they're being spared.
All right, there's plenty more to say on education, but let's move on. There's also an ongoing investigation with the Iowa Communications Network. Where do things stand at this point there?
Well, the House Oversight Committee has taken it upon themselves to hold hearings on this case. The ICN executive director, Rick Lombard, he was fired in January. That's after a state audit revealed that tens of thousands of dollars in unauthorized spending. He was diverting state resources to a Christian ministry that he was running. Well, the committee heard last week from state auditor Mary Mosman. Her agency conducted the audit of the ICN after whistleblowers complained. Mosman also served on the board overseeing the ICN. She was an ex officio member. And so some fallout from this may land on her. She has drawn a Democratic opponent for the auditor's job, Rob Sand. And Sand is saying that Mosman was slow to respond to problems at the ICN.
Okay, we're shifting a little bit to politics. Another political story from last week. Matt McCoy, a Des Moines Democrat, has announced he's not seeking re-election. He's running for a more local position in Polk County. Two other longtime Democrats in safe seats, Bob Dvorsky of Coralville and Wally Horn in Cedar Rapids, have both announced they're not running. How much of a change is this going to be in the Iowa Democratic Senate caucus? And why all the departures, Joyce?
Well, it's a combined 82 years of institutional memory, so there's quite a bit of experience there that's walking out the door. But we should say there'll likely be Republican retirements as well. There usually are every 2 years. As one staffer put it, change is good. And we should say that Senator McCoy, a seat on the Polk County Board of Supervisors that he's hoping for, it would pay more and arguably yield more influence than continuing as a minority member in the Senate.
All right. What else are you watching this week, Joyce?
Well, school aid will be getting settled this week. The legislature is promising to get their bill to the governor by the 30-day deadline. Also, bills up for discussion to ban racial profiling, and another to legalize needle exchanges for drug addicts, an issue we've been following.
Finally, at noon, we always talk legislative issues. What's on River to River today?
Well, the legislature is not in session because legislators will be back in their districts for precinct caucuses tonight. So my State House colleagues will join us for a reporter's roundtable on issues facing the legislature.
All right. Joyce Russell, IPR State House correspondent, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Thank you, Clay.